Episode 14.
We should just launch right into a topic.
Immediately.
Screw this intro stuff. Let's just get into it.
I bought a new wardrobe.
You did?
Yep, it's an outside of the closet closet.
I could feign like I don't know what you're talking about, but it would be impossible to because...
You helped me carry it up the stairs.
Well, I did help you carry it up the stairs. That is true. But it's also huge.
Yeah, it's gigantic. I went to IKEA, the world's crappiest non-crappy store. Although non-crappy's with an asterisk next to it. I buy everything at IKEA. All my furniture is from IKEA, effectively, at this point.
All your meatballs, too.
Exclusively
IKEA.
And all my Lingonberry.
You love your Lindenberry sauce.
Is it Lindenberry there, or is it Lingonberry there?
Isn't it Lincolnberry?
Lincolnberry.
Like the president?
Yes, it's named after the president.
I think it's Lindenberry.
That one, because there is also a Lingonberry.
Lingonberry.
Wait, now I don't know.
I'm saying Lindenberry.
Lindenberry. We've said it too many times. It's like Road.
You do put that on everything. Your eggs, your hot dogs.
Mm-hmm. Corn dogs, too. Don't forget corn dogs.
It's true.
Yep. I just slather everything in Lingonberry sauce.
Right. We're mumbling it. We'll just do an edit later.
Yeah, and we'll put in the right word, and it'll sound all...
Lindenberry.
Lindenberry. I still know what it is. But, yeah, no, I mean, we get everything at IKEA, because, I don't know, because it's cheap.
Well, and it is good. I mean, it's good looking stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's like pseudo nice, you know? It's made of... It's effectively like buying a really nice looking shirt that's made of... like polyester, you know? Like, it looks nice, so that's all that really matters. I mean, sure, it's styrofoam inside, but whatever. You know, and you can put it together, and you don't have to bring it home. But anyway, that's all beside the point. So everything in IKEA looks normally sized, because IKEA has 40-foot ceilings. And they have midgets walking around for a purpose, you know? So everything, you know... Wait, would midgets... Everything would look big.
Right.
That totally destroys... Bigger.
Yeah, no, they have giants walking around.
Yeah.
People with elephantitis.
Yes. Just... Lots of elephantitis. I saw an ad in IKEA. Do you have elephantitis? We're hiring. And
it also makes everyone feel pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, so it looked fine. I saw it and I was looking at it and I thought, okay, I'll take this. And then I nearly broke my thumb getting into the car. It weighs like 500 pounds. I couldn't get it up the stairs. You had to help me bring it upstairs. It took me 5 hours to put it together. I mean, there's like 1,000 screws.
Those camshafts, I never get them.
Out of control. And we finally got it together. And like, I hadn't looked at it. You know, like I hadn't done that step away look at it.
Right.
And I spent 5 hours putting it together. I like put the doors on. I closed them. I like pushed in everything. And then I just took one step back and I was like, oh, f*** me. I'm just eating my room. It's gigantic.
Yeah. I mean, there's nowhere you could put it in your room that would make sense.
Yeah.
Unless it was maybe like under the bed and the bed using it as a support.
Right. And then the bed would be too high.
Right.
The bed would be like 4 feet off the ground and you'd be like, oh, I don't know how to get into my bed. It's.
I think it's getting larger too. I didn't want to say anything, but last time it seemed smaller and this time it seems even larger.
Yeah, I think it's actually eating my clothes at night.
Right.
Yeah,
I think it's great. Yeah, and eventually I'm gonna come over, and the couch will be in there, and the TV, and you'll
soon
be like,
that will be the apartment. You'll just open the wardrobe door, and I'll be sitting in there.
It'll be like the TARDIS.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know what the hell you're talking
about. Yeah, I barely do.
Yeah, what the hell was that?
You know, like in Doctor Who.
Oh, I thought you said tortoise.
Tortoise.
I thought you were confusing the tortoise and the hare story with largeness.
Did we learn nothing from the tortoise? My God.
Your version of that story is that the rabbit buys small things, and
the tortoise bought
a huge thing, and
specifically a wardrobe.
Yeah, and that's somehow a negative. I don't even know how that would make sense, actually.
No,
I don't know anything.
Tortoises can't use money.
No, they're very slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is that a benefit at the end of that story?
I forget. Slow and steady wins the race.
Right. That's ludicrous. Well, it may win the race in the crazy long cartoon version of that story race where the rabbit, like, gets run over by a car and, like, gets lost.
Well, if you're running a real marathon, the guy who wins doesn't, like, be like, oh, I'm so fast, I'm going to go, like, stop and get some sandwiches.
Well, right. Yeah, that's pretty asinine. You know? Like, slow and steady does win the race if the person running fast keeps going way off track, you know?
Right.
But like those commercials for that that MasterCard Easy Pay thing, right, where they show the marathoner like going into a store reading a magazine. That's just insulting to the other runners.
Right. I mean, no one, that doesn't happen in real life.
Right. Like, that guy's so fast, he has time to like hang out. Well, he shouldn't be running in that race. That race is probably for beginners.
Right.
You know? Like, what a jerk that guy is.
If he's that far ahead.
Right, exactly. He has time to drink a slushy, you know, and sit, and then he always like, oh, there they go, I should go. And then he's always in first place. I'm pretty sure that may have been the Paralympics, you know, like, and he just was like in there being a total dick.
Yeah.
I am so fast here. I mean, granted, these people are on wheelchairs, but I'm kicking ass. So, welcome to episode 14. This is the last episode of 2006. You feel it? Do you feel the, it's like history.
The gravity of that, my friend?
It's massive. That's the whole year, 2006. Pfft, gone. Just like that. And the good news
apparently,
is...
Apparently, yeah. I didn't like the way that went out.
Well, yeah, that's it. That's how every year for me, except 1989. 89
was a good year for you?
Yeah, it was good.
Golden year.
But every other year
since this year, 2006 was a good year for me.
It was okay. You know, I mean... Whatever, you know. I you win some, you lose some. You know,
yeah.
Two
I killed
sheets
a man
to the wind. You know,
two sheets. Doesn't that mean you're drunk?
I don't know. I don't know what that means. Actually, I say, is that what it means? I've been saying it in meetings, and I don't. Maybe that's why people look at me so strange.
That'd be great. Listen, I'm two sheets to the wind.
Yeah.
On this project, but wait, what? Gary?
And people are like, you shouldn't be here, and I'm like, what does that mean?
I think that means you're drunk.
Hmm. Interesting.
Right?
Were you being literal when you said I killed a man?
I would say, are you?
Oh, because I thought I heard you say you killed a man.
No, nope.
Oh, okay.
Good. No, I didn't say that earlier.
It's good. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, we have a really golden opportunity right now, which is that we're recording this.
Did we confess all of our sins?
Oh, great. Yeah, no, I wasn't going to go there, but you have some that you...
Maybe.
Hmm,
we should do like podcast confidential. No, not confidential. Oh, here we go. Podcast confessional.
Wait, I liked confidential. These are secrets. Listen. Then you just say stuff.
Well, there are secrets.
I keep my keys under my mat. You know, and then people.
Wait, why is that a sin?
No, that's a secret. Oh. I think we're confusing our two versions of the show. Maybe we can combine them, you know? Right. Podcast confidential. What was the other one?
Confessional.
Yeah, podcast confidential. Confessional. What's a secret that you're willing to tell? I mean, I guess that's what it is. I don't know where I've derailed this, but anyway,
yeah, well, no,
I apologize. What I was going to say is that we have a golden opportunity in that we're recording this, the last episode of 2006, and soon, you know, it will be released in 2006, but only barely, because this will come out, you know, a few days before the 25th, probably before Christmas break and whatnot. And then...
Wait, Christmas break?
Well, you know what I mean, like the break in time where nothing is functioning.
Yeah, I guess everyone still does break. I always think of that as like...
That's a kid thing, you know.
When you're in college, you get Christmas break.
Right. I always think of that week effectively being totally
useless. But I generally do have that week off, so...
Right. So, you know...
I usually do college stuff like funnel beers and...
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Beer pong.
And rape women.
Yeah, lots of rape on Christmas. Oh, happy... Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. But, you know, so this will come out in 2006, but it will very quickly... be heard in 2007. So,
right,
we can predict the future.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right now, what we say could come true. And then we'll be just like Notre Dame. What's that guy's name?
Nostradamus?
Nostradamus.
Not Nostradamus. No.
Nostradamus. I'm going with Nostradamus because I think it's a little fun. It's fun.
You
know?
Should prepare more before you
nose genius, I think is what they call them.
No, Nostradamus, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we could be like him. You know, people will look back on this in maybe 2008 or 9 if the human race makes it there. And they'll say, wow, look at this guy. And here's the thing. What if we predicted what will happen in 2050?
But no one will listen to this.
Not a chance. No. Not at all. Barely into 2007. We'll be lucky if people
hear it. No, what we should do is we should do a time capsule episode that we don't release to the current listening public. But what we do is you make some sort of script on the internet and you make it so that it releases to the world in 2050.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like that you believe I could write something that 44 years from now,
right,
would just release itself onto our current technology. We'll be in space, and people will be like, oh, Earth is calling. It's a podcast.
I think we'll have abandoned Earth by then.
Yeah, apparently. We call it as if it's a person. Earth's calling. Earth's
and,
on the phone.
And somehow you've made it ring a phone.
Yeah.
It's me, because that's Earth. The technology you would yeah. use. Ring phone.
Yeah, ring phone. What? Ring phone.
Ring phone.
I don't know what just happened. This is going to... You know what this is? Episode 14 is the episode of confusion.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah. It feels like it, kind
well,
of.
Well, if right? the world ends in 2007, this is the last episode ever.
Ooh. Scary.
You didn't think about that, scary. Did you?
Now, see, did ya? There might be people listening to this on December 31st, 2006.
Fair warning.
Yeah. Tomorrow is your death.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Chances are not, but maybe.
Yeah, most likely not. Everything
I'd give it, what, 5% probably?
That's actually higher than I think I would have said. 5%? Okay. 5%. So, yeah. Well, if, I guess if episode 13 would have been unlucky, because yeah. it's the 13th episode, then by that very nature, episode 14 must be the luckiest episode there is.
Right.
So, therefore, by listening to this episode, people are effectively going to be saved. I've pretty much just made our episode 14 Jesus.
Right.
I think, accidentally, but... Yeah.
No pressure.
No. It's, I'm sure it'll be fine. I'm yeah. sure. People will, there's, it'll glow in people's minds by the time we get to the end of this.
So I have a new invention. And you know how sometimes when bad guys shoot people mm-hmm. and they don't want you to hear it, mm-hmm. and they'll use a silencer?
Right.
All right. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a mouth silencer.
Okay.
For people. And I'll administer it on them. Okay. And I'll just kind of put it on their mouth. It'll look very much like a gun silencer.
Okay.
And this way, they can't emit any noises.
Oh.
Because some people need this.
Mm-hmm.
Some people make noises with their mouths.
Yeah, a lot of mouth noises.
And noses that just does not need to be in the public space.
Right.
So, this will fit over the mouth. So I may allow them to still speak.
Okay.
Probably not, though. And then it'll silence all, you know, it'll muffle all the awful noises that come out of some
people's
mouths.
You're talking about like the...
Right, yeah, you probably shouldn't have done that. But yeah, like bad mouth sounds. We don't have to go into a rant or about that.
Oh, you just want to avoid that topic. Just you know, say you're going to take care of it.
I think people should be allowed to do what they want with their mouths. I just don't want to hear it. So that's why I invented the mouth silencer.
Oh, so they should be allowed to do it, but you should also be allowed to plug
administer
a black...
the...
dildo looking thing on their mouth at any given time.
Yeah. It'll awesome. Just kind of screw on, you know?
Oh, it'll screw on?
Yeah, it's just like
are
a gun.
Are you going to thread their lips?
I mean, why reinvent the wheel? I'll just right. use, I'll just get a big gun silencer.
A big one.
Yeah.
A big,
right, you know, like that one in Pulp Fiction.
And know? Then you're just going to, you're going to screw it onto their lips.
Right, right.
With the lip screw hole.
Right. So yeah, it's going to be great, though, because I think it'll make me happy. I'm not sure how they'll feel about it.
Yeah, probably not.
I'll be happy.
Right. They won't. The good news is they won't be able to complain because it'll be silenced.
Doubtful.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of just.
Right. Yeah. It'll be. I think it'll be a better world.
So basically, in your brain, this is just a schematic.
I have a sketch. Mm-hmm. I have a sketch. Let me see if I did. I bring it with me here. I don't think I brought it. Is it here? No, I didn't. I didn't bring it with me. It's not in my pocket. But
okay.
I could draw it after we're done here. It's a pretty.
Canadian quarter?
Why? Well, yeah, why?
Were you in Canada?
No, things like this happen.
What, did you, do you have a Canadian friend?
Why are you asking this now?
I don't know, I'm just, it's the first time I've ever seen you with a Canadian quarter before.
I don't know why, I don't really feel like I need to explain this.
Are you defecting to Canada?
Do I have to answer that?
I don't know, I mean, there's something about you recently. You always smell of maple syrup. I just saw a Canadian quarter.
Listen, I don't really want to go into this on the pod. I mean, everyone has Canadian quarters. It's accidental.
Yeah.
It's accidental.
I always throw mine out immediately.
And you just throw them in the garbage?
Absolutely.
That's a waste. And disrespectful to Canada.
What's that? What did you say?
Nothing.
What are you,
listen,
are you
I have,
sticking up for Canada?
I have no pride in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Except... No, none.
What's that? What do you mean, accept?
Except
I
nothing.
Accept.
I love the coinage.
Wait, you love the coinage?
I'll admit it. I love Canadian coins.
Hmm.
You know, on weekends when I go disappear, I drive to Ontario and I just convert all my money to Canadian quarters and I buy things.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's disgusting.
It's out. I don't know why quarters. I could just, you know, convert it to anything but quarters.
Yeah, bigger bills, maybe?
I get a hotel room, and I just kind of pour the quarters in the bed, and then I roll around in it like nice. That movie, Indecent Proposal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Great. Now I've got that. Got that in my brain.
Well, I mean, you're picturing Demi Moore. Was she the one who rolled in it? Yeah, probably.
Yeah. It'd be don't weird picture if it me. Was like Woody Ooh. Harrelson rolling around in it.
Ooh, Robert Redford.
Yeah. I'm rich. I'm rich.
So, I got you a Christmas present.
You did? Why?
I don't know. I was feeling festive and it's Christmas. I don't know. Is that all right? Or
yeah, no. I mean, I love presents.
All right, here.
Oh.
Do you like it?
No, Of course I do. Season 1 DVD of Last Call with Carson Daly.
I remember you saying he was clever once.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I said that. Yeah, of course.
It includes 4 hours of deleted monologues.
No shit.
You don't like it?
No, I love it. No, seriously, I love it. Seriously. Well, here, open yours.
You got me something?
Yeah, of course.
All right. Oh my god! That's an HD TV! This is amazing!
You like it?
Of course I love it!
I knew you loved TV, so, you know.
This is too much! My god!
I was a little, to be honest, I was a little worried that, you
get know. Out of here! How can I not love this? It's amazing! It's HD TV!
Well, Merry Christmas.
Wow. Oh, now you definitely have to open your next one now.
Wait, you got me two gifts?
Of course!
Interesting. This is an interesting gift.
Don't lie.
A harmonica holder.
Yep.
For my harmonica.
You know how you've always wanted a good reason to buy a harmonica?
Here it is.
You hate it.
No, I love it. It's just like Bob Dylan's, and I love that guy. Bob Dylan.
I forgot about that. You do love Bob Dylan.
He's a poet. Okay, okay, so I got you another one, too.
Another gift?
Yeah, just open it.
Tickets to the Super Bowl?
50-yard line.
Oh my god! This is too much.
Well, Merry Christmas.
I can't get over this! This is absolutely amazing! I can't even let you open your next one now.
Wait, you got me three gifts?
Well, I'm indecisive.
Here, let me have it.
Yeah?
Wow.
I mean, is it...
Is there something missing? Did I drop something when I opened it?
Nope.
So, so this is a jar of raisins.
Your favorite kind.
My favorite kind?
Sun-kissed!
I wasn't even aware there was another brand. So, yes, technically to that degree.
I think I'm detecting that you don't like this.
No, it's a gift. I mean, all gifts are good. Thank you.
Serious?
I love raisins, and you know that.
I do.
Well, shouldn't you be packing for the Super Bowl?
Actually, I've got one more gift for you.
Dude, you shouldn't have. I mean, four presents?
Well, we've done... This is the 14th episode. I just figured...
That's true.
Special.
It's true.
Okay, so you know how you like cheesesteaks?
Yeah.
Okay, open it.
Wow, this is...
Do you like it?
This is literally a cheesesteak.
It was really hard to wrap.
I'll bet. Wow, and... Ooh, whoa, how long ago did you...
It's actually from Philadelphia.
I can tell.
Do you like it?
Honestly, are you high?
What?
Are there chemical fumes where you work? Do you have a secret life where you're a superhero that drops acid?
Are you being sarcastic? Because I don't really see the need to be nasty about it.
A jar of raisins?
I knew it was your favorite candy.
Raisins aren't candy. And I hate Bob Dylan. And this cheesesteak is actually the best gift you've ever given me. And I'm including the time that you took a bullet for me.
All right, well, that's how you feel.
Dude, I'm sorry, all right? It's okay, I'm sorry. I said mean things.
That was hurtful.
But true. I'm sorry. You're right. Hurtful and untrue. Untrue. But... Carson f***ing Daly? Oh, God. Okay. You're crying now. That's... All right. You know, I'm leaving. Okay, I have a... I've been trying to avoid gym stories, like stories that take place at the gym, because they generally, you know, there's a billion of these, and people have been to gyms, and they but I have to bring this up. You know when you're a kid, and you... I don't even know how to phrase this in my head, because it's so dumbfounding to me that I'm shocked and it's...
You're troubled by this.
I am troubled. I am deeply troubled. Here's the thing. You know when you're like a little kid and you can't like work your fly? You just pull your pants all the way down to use the bathroom.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, you remember this?
No, I remember that.
Yeah, okay. Now imagine you see a 35-year-old guy doing that.
Oh, no.
Why is he doing this? You don't know. That's weird. What's that all about?
So wait, the pants go to the ankles?
Oh, yeah. All the way.
And he's now, just urinating.
I think his confusion at a urinal, not like in a stall, you know, like it wasn't right. Like I noticed that I could see shorts
right.
Like on the ground. I mean, this dude is just standing at a stall, pants to his ankles, peeing in a urinal.
And it's not like, I mean, he had pants on. If he was just naked because he was at the gym, well, taking a shower.
See, that's the thing that's strange about this. I think that if I had seen him fully nude,
right.
I'd been like, oh, whatever, that guy's just going to the bathroom. I mean, I would never walk toward urinals barefoot, first of all. I don't care if you're showering or not. But some people do this,
yeah,
you know?
People miss.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, that'd be one thing. But there's something about the fact that he was wearing a shirt and headphones, but he'd clearly pulled his pants all the way down.
And there were just buttocks there.
Yeah, and he was peeing. And I just thought, okay. Then for a split second, I thought, oh boy, maybe this guy's, you know, got mental problems. And I don't want to be the jerk, you know? And then I walked over to a stall. I came out. He was like pulling up his pants. He was like, hey, what's up, buddy? And then I was like, ah, what? Why'd he talk to me? Oh. You know?
It was like he was acknowledging how ridiculous. He knows what he did, but so he feels like being friendly with you is...
Yeah, like I want to be this guy's friend. Hey, it's me, pants down peeing guy. Yeah, I don't care. I do weird stuff. I never grew up. Maybe he has a Peter Pan complex, you know? I don't know, but that's not right. And I think
does he also, like, when he puts his jacket on, put it on the ground upside down and flip it over his head.
It's just ridiculous.
That's ridiculous.
I thought that maybe he felt like, hey, I'm in a locker room. Other people are nude. That means I can do whatever I want.
No, as soon as you have pants and a shirt on, you can't pull the pants all the way down to use the urinal.
Right. You're not naked. And even then, it's something about the fact that he pulled them all the way. I mean, he had to do it physically. It's not like they fell down, you know?
Right.
If he'd been like, whoa, whoops, whoa, I lost my pants. Don't anybody look. But he clearly walked up to the urinal and went, okay, time to take these all the way down to my ankles.
You know, because I've walked into a public bathroom before and a child was using the urinal.
Yes.
And then suddenly, and even then, it's just like, whoa, hello,
yeah,
nudity.
Yeah, like learn to use the fly.
Yeah, I mean, it was time. But, you know, so even then it's a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But for a grown man, that's just uncalled for. That would be just as awkward as trying to sit down and use a stall and
pull down your pants, right, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, guys. He would just be yelling, help. I made a horrible mistake. Oh, boy. I'm going to have to shower. Uh-oh. Yeah, I can't believe he called me buddy, you know, like that was just, that was...
He knew what he was doing, he knew, he knew. Hey, buddy.
Yeah, hey, buddy, you like that?
Like
my buttocks, buddy.
Were they, if you kept like, oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it's just, that's the thing, I'm troubled. The whole way home, I was thinking about this guy, you know, and I just like, oh, God, I hope somebody doesn't suddenly ask me a question. I go, buttocks! You know, like, I just lose it, and I say, standing in the urinal!
Yeah, there's certain horrible things you have to look at.
Yeah.
Even if you don't want to.
Yeah. It's...
And think about it while you're going to bed.
The gym. What?
What?
Oh, it's going to be a long night. That's episode 14, and that is the last episode of 2006, which means that in 2006, we released 14 episodes.
I feel like we should have a look back of some sort of...
A little
montage of the best of times. Some sort of like the Forrest Gump, you know, triumph song.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, I can make that happen.
All right,
you can make that happen. You do that.
All right,
you make that happen. So 14 episodes. That's well done. I say well done to you, sir.
Well, and you as well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Good work.
So thanks for everybody. Thanks to everybody, I should say. Thanks for everyone. Thanks for everyone. Thanks to everybody for listening. We started doing it for fun, and then people actually started listening, which is really awesome. And then more people started listening, and more people gave us feedback. And so that makes it really fun to keep doing it. And It's a lot of work, but the more that we hear back from it, the more it's worth doing, right?
Is
that
absolutely, yeah. It's
so tremendous. You know, 2007, we'll try to at least beat 14.
Yeah, but
I said that kind of up at the end, like there was a question if it was possible. And I don't try to do it. I don't know.
Well, if we could try not to take 5 months in the summer off, that
yes.
should be.
So thanks for listening, and we will see you in 2007. And I'm including the time that you took a bullet for me. That was sobbing. Did you just puke in your mouth?